the town of the Wayville. They got a man they call Big Bad Bill. I want to tell you, he sure was tough, and he certainly did strut his stuff. He had folks all scared to death. When he walked by, they held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure enough. Now Bill took himself a wife. Now he needs a different life. Cause Big Bad Bill is sweet with young now. Married life has changed him somehow. He's a man that they all used to fear. Now the people call him Sweet Papa Willie dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare. Till a brown skinned mama bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. Washes dishes and he mops up the floor. He used to spend his evening looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Oh, Big Bad Bill is sweet with him now.
History they've been feeding us is just a bunch of lies. You got to doubt that. Come on, where are my chronological doubters at?
Because it's the same story over and over, but one thing that the Russians were able to prove, that the chronological doubters, these are people that doubted the chronology of what we is accepted today as a chronology. And let me just interject this right quick. You wouldn't believe you probably know who one of the main chronology deniers is, and that is Sir Isaac Newton.
Was because of him.
Well, Sir Isaac Newton was buying that. He wrote a book about it.
He was an alchemist, and it's not his first law of gravitation, but his second and third and fourth laws, which disprove gravity but make the electric force as the dominant force.
That's
which
right.
Established physics completely on his head.
Yeah, he had to walk a thin line, you know, because, and I'm sure he probably ended up repeating some of his own, you know, theories and stuff, just like Carl Jung did, just like Sigmund Freud did. But, you know, Wilhelm Reich refused to do. You know, these guys, you know, that's getting off into psychology, but these guys discovered some nuggets of gold, and they got the choice of gold or lead. You know, do you want to change your story and get a lot of money and become rich and famous, or do you want to die? And Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud both chose the gold, and Sigmund Freud's protege, Wilhelm Reich, as you know, he bucked.
Yeah.
And so he ended up getting electric, you know, a lobotomy or something like that, yeah, in a mental ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, messed him up good.
Something, so tell us more.
Come on, Ianthropos.
Well,
what,
yeah,
do you got? What do you got?
There's a chance I might be bucking.
Don't buck,
like,
buddy.
To buck too. There's, I don't know the meaning of it, but I've had some ideas in my mind since I was 6 years old. They're very strong ideas. About a four-stage plan for my life, and the very first phase of this plan was that, and this plan started as becoming an adult, and stage one of this plan was being cast into prison. And so I was literally 6 years old and knew that I would, for a fact, that I would be going to prison, and I was terrified, and but I never told my mother or anything like that. And so I don't know where these ideas came from. I don't think it was because of an overactive imagination, because many of the concepts were just, I was not old enough to think that these things were going to unfold. But my life has so far unfolded, you know, according to this plan. And it gets kind of bizarre, because the fourth stage that I firmly believe and have always believed since I was 6 years old, and that is that I'm going to be a world leader.
That's right.
Well, explain that. Explain more.
Say, I met this man from the South. I met this man from the South. Had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the South.
Yeah, and well, I also know that I'm going to betray these, you know, this system that, you know, that I'm,
well, is
in.
Is that something you want to talk about, or not?
Yeah,
well, it's, you know, it's in my book. It's already been published. They already know what I'm going to do, and I'm now speculating that they knew before I was born.
That's
that I was
right.
Buck and betray, or
that's
whatever.
How they
and, so, and when you start looking at things in a certain way, you start to see it almost like a play.
Oh, yes, ain't that the same way with you? You're listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. Hot dog, diggity-dee!
Listen while I tell you about this man from the South. I'm gonna tell you about this great big man from the South. Had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the South. Play it, son. Thank you.
What was it I was getting at? Oh, yes, I do recall. It was something along these lines. I'm gonna have a problem with you. I'm gonna have a problem with you, look. Can y'all hear that? I think you can. I'm letting it be known that I got the master plan.
Nice, depend upon you. Whose honey are you? Whose dream are you completing? Who goes for those eyes like sugar plum pies? Whose honey are you? You've got a tiny little bit of heaven in your fingertips. You've got all the rest of heaven on sugar-coated lips. Who's gonna get you some Sunday go meeting? Whose little heart leaps and wants you for keeps? Whose honey are you? Gonna come through. Please tell me, have you really made your mind up who it's gonna be? Don't you think before we wind up, we're terrific, you and me? Whose honey are you? Whose dream of perfection? Who's gonna raise pain and pain and pain? Whose honey are you? Hold your beady that buttery boundary bone, revolt, revolt, revolt.
In the town of Louisville lived a man they called Big Bad Bill. I want to tell you, he sure was tough. He certainly did strut that stuff. He had folks scared to death when he walked by, they held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure enough. Now Bill took himself a wife, guess he leads a different life. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life has changed him somehow. Here's a man that they all used to fear. Now the people call him Sweet Papa Willie, dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare, till the hi-hat mama bopped his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. Washes dishes and he mops up the floor. He used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Mops up the floor. Used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Listening to Tony Eze on the clarinet and Nicola Royer Artuso on the violin, and we are playing on top of tracks that we recorded a few minutes before that onto cassette tape and playing over the PA system, and then we blowing on top of that, cause that is how we build worlds with sound.
Genealogy deal that the Handler's father, who's dead now, who's a very, very interesting person. He was a trial lawyer. They used to take a bust of a monkey, of a chimpanzee, into trial with him and talk to it during trials and win. I mean, I've never even heard of anything like that. Much, you know, a judge letting you even bring in a statue of a chimpanzee, much less talk to it and win. So just based on that little bit that I told you right there, we can guess that this guy was an expert hypnotist.
Like me.
He's just mesmerizing the courtroom and the jury somehow. And apparently, you know, women just swooned over him and everything like this. But anyway, so we found out that this genealogy stuff that I am related to my handler's father 18 different ways. We had 18 separate, you know, common ancestors. And this other lady that got me into this genealogy, she is related to my handler's father 22 different ways. Okay, so now here's where it gets bizarre. You know, I'll tell you, sit here and I'll tell you that I'm, you know, related to 41 presidents. I'm related to Abraham Lincoln. Well, many of these people I'm related to more than once. I'm related to Abraham Lincoln in 22 different ways. I'm related to Gerald Ford in 67 ways. I'm related to George Washington in 15 ways. I'm a direct descendant of Oliver Cromwell.
Whoa! Just like Sasha Stone Wardley last week!
There in England, y'all know who he is, okay? And I'm also a direct descendant of James V, the English monarch from the 1500s.
Famous people. Popular.
What's the point, though?
Yeah, and so I can prove all of this. I've got, you know, these documents right here, and I'm also, you know, I told the audience my name at the beginning. They can take my name, which is Durward King Mahon, and they can go look all this stuff up themselves. I'm related to Jim Morrison. I'm related to Johnny Depp. I'm related to Janis Joplin 72 times.
Durward King Mahon, also known as Ian Thropos. Exposing the fake chronology that they've been trying to dumb us down with. Well, for who knows how long, because they probably made up time too. You know they did.
I'm related to Merle Haggard.
Exactly how are you related? Because, I mean, we're all related. We're all related to everybody. Yeah, well, show us.
Okay. With one another, and they, you know, they're keeping it in the family, you know, keeping that bloodline pure or whatever they're doing. Miles, one of the most startling pieces of information I found out through all this, and this was only 2 or 3 weeks ago, my mother is related to my dead father, was related to my father over 200 ways. I mean, I can't even fathom that.
That's a hell of a thing. Explain that.
Yeah,
in 200 ways.
Your audience will just have to take my word for it. There's not a retarded bone in my body.
Oh,
you know, we were told And we know, you know, there's certain things that inbreeding can cause massive amounts of Down syndrome and all these, you know,
I think a lot of the inbreeding, though, happens in very malnourished areas where people don't have much else to do, and there's a hell of a lot of distance between, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, Appalachian Mountains, and there's even a family that's quasi-famous here in Texas, and they're all kind of like pinheads, and they're in, like, well, Wichita Falls, the Murphys or something like this, and they're, unfortunately, they, you know, they're sexually activated, and they have babies with each other, and they're just all retarded and stuff. So that's the bad face of inbreeding, with inbreeding gone bad, you might say. But once you examine all of these facts, there is no way around the truth, and that is, I personally am a product of a scientifically controlled selective breeding program that's been going on for at least 500 years. And what the reason for this is, I don't know.
Does that include, by the way, you're slipping a little bit low in frame, but does that include reincarnation? Do you have control over reincarnation aspects?
I have no idea about that, but let me tell you, I'm not on the House of the Order. As you know, I'm not what they call a member in good standing with the OTO, because that means your dues current, and I have not been to the lodge in almost 4 years now, and I don't have a beef with the order or anything like that.
I mean, that seems to coincide with when you did your first basis. Does it something, and all the revelations you went through there, what exactly does that mean in terms of you and your standing?
It's just bizarre. I'm just trying to discover all of this stuff means, you know.
It means you better stand to Spaz Plane until 2 a.m. on CKUT 90.3Z.
I busted it, man. I moved the air particles around so that it made just the most perfect. Just right this time, man. But then, what did I say? What was that for, right? It's got everything to do with what you said about the plasma feed, time travel, and angelic communication. Something like that, man. It can be whatever, man. You know, something big, something good, something grand. Plug that shit in and you see out there my treatment. But only with those of you got eyes, and by eyes I mean ears, cause it's the kind of shit you got to hear.
Mm-hmm. Become the dopest thing that anybody ever dreamt of hearing.
fucking commercials. I can't make it to the next low. Mind control, social engineering bullshit. And that's what passes alternative information.
They cut off Richard Allen Miller last other week.
There's some type of psyop and there's some type of, you know, mind control going on with that. But whether they've actually been doing their laser battles in space, I don't know.
They have, you know.
Well, there has been some discussion about the Voyager 1 and 2 spacecraft. They're the furthest ones which have gone of any distance at all within this solar system, as far as we're led to believe. But the understanding is they cannot leave this solar system. They will never get to interstellar space.
Now, are you talking about the Elohim or the human being?
I'm talking about Voyager 1 and 2, which were launched in 77. And they're picking up some kind of a signal which is showing there's some kind of barrier. But, I mean, this is maybe not the not what we want to talk about right now, but it's about your research and your feelings about where you are going with all this. I mean, where do you think this is leading you?
I really don't know. You know, you speak of barriers and force fields. The world almost went to war in 2014 because of the force field that came up almost overnight around the Earth. And the nations accusing one another of putting this force field up. All the scientists discovered it and found out it was real. And what John Lamb Lash tells us is that it was Sophia. Sophia woke up maybe in 2012 and she put up this force field, and this has stopped the insectile type noise that radiates from space, that radiates from the grays to confuse us and sealed us off from that, so that we are, and that is more than likely, he didn't say this, but this is kind of the conclusion I came to, that in any way that we are going through some type of ascension. It is probably because of that. We are being shielded from this bombardment of rays and sounds and stuff like this from space that we've been getting for, who knows, 10,000 years or something like that, that's been holding humanity back.
You talked ascension. I was talking to somebody today about that sort of thing. What is your view of ascension? What do you think it's going to do? What does it mean to you in this crisis that we're in? We're in lockdown globally, all under house arrest. We're getting this vaccine, which people are saying is. Do you want to even think and mention that briefly? Where does this ascension take us?
I'm conflicted on that, and the reason is because I am a student of Rudolf Steiner, who, and I'm not a Christian, and Rudolf Steiner was a mystic Christian, so, but he is somebody who had vision into super sensible worlds, and that's just proven, it's been proven over and over again. He wrote over 100 books. And he has educated us on the existence of the Mephistophelian doppelgangers, of which every human being has two of these within them, and I don't want to get up into that. But Rudolf Steiner also predicted the internet. He also predicted AI, artificial intelligence. And Rudolf Steiner tells us that in the future, which may be now, that a vaccine, and he uses that word, that the vaccine is going to be introduced into humanity that will, when given to infants and stuff, will prevent the human soul from being seated within the human constitution.
That's what they want.
And so essentially, ultimately, you will have an entire planet of soulless beings.
They're working on it.
Highly intelligent, yet soulless. And gosh, I hope that didn't happen in our lifetime, but look at the vaccine they're trying to put on us now, man. I mean, your soul, we're not infants, you know. Our soul's going to stay, you know, we're already seated, you know. These infants that will
star seeds. We have star seed people here now.
Star seeds, right.
Thank you. Thank you.
don't be flirting with nothing like that.
Space plane.